Sing it clearer, knowing everyone will hear you. Make some noise, find your voice tonight. Sing it stronger, sing together. Make this moment last forever. Old and young, shouting love tonight. There we go. Morning all, sing it louder, sing it clearer. Don't know what to say, really. Don't know what to say. Sam had the old big night in on, or whatever it was called, last night, and I'm very disappointed not to have been asked onto one of the singing collaborations. I didn't recognise half of the people on it, but Gary Barlow, obviously the guy who wrote it, Alfie Bowe, and Catherine Jenkins. I think I'm up there with Alfie. What's the matter, Alfie? What's it all about, Alfie? What's it all about, Alfie? I think I could have done a good job. I'm very disappointed that they left me out of that. I think they could have got a good bit of advertising through the old bet slip if they'd included me and made another 42 pence. Yeah, good things like that. I always find the contents pretty crap, but good causes, aren't they? I did enjoy it. The bit I enjoy was the spin challenge. Why is it so funny to watch people fall over? Jimmy Anderson did make me chuckle. And Mourinho, following yesterday's pod, and again another thank you to Kelly, I think that went down well, but following yesterday's pod, it seems Kev Kelly doesn't need the spinning element. He just falls over randomly. And on him, I had a bad day. I'm not in a good mood, people. Not in a good mood. This is probably going to fall into a state of disarray sometime over the next 3 or 4 minutes. The day started badly. After the pod yesterday, I had a little bit of a video chat with Kevin Kelly, Suggsy, and Gary Smith on this Zoom or whatever you call them. We have one a week just to catch up, and we were going over some football sheets. And they decided last week they dressed up in jacket and tie, thinking it was funny, like they were at school. This week, they put on football shirts. So you got Kevin Kelly with the West Ham fan flag behind him, West Ham shirt on. Gary Smith with the fucking horrific red Liverpool top on. And Suggsy, who you think is in my corner. I mean, this is what I am dealing with in dimness of dimness. Don't worry, I've got your back, Ian. So you got a West Ham shirt, Liverpool shirt, Suggsy Spurs fan. Can we just have a Spurs shirt? No, we can't. No, we have a Road to Madrid shirt because Suggsy thinks it's a good idea and all this to remind me of the worst defeat we've had in the last 12, 18 months, 1st of June last year. That's the sort of level I'm dealing with. I've got your back, Ian. Don't worry, mate. Spurs fans, stick together. Let's get the old Road to Madrid on and remind them of when we lost the Champions League final to the flipping guy top right in the red shirt. You flipping numpty. So I thought it was going to be a bad day the day I saw that, and we did have some dreadful news yesterday. I'm not playing this down. And as you know, I always just come out with it. I have ridiculed my daughter numerous times on this podcast, but she's in Malta, 7 months pregnant, and was rushed into hospital yesterday. So we actually haven't got a clue what's going on. The father of the baby, the boyfriend's not even allowed in. All we've been told at the minute is that she'll be in there till Saturday. She is being tested for coronavirus. We don't know the outcome of that. So I wasn't in a good mood. I haven't really slept well. Sam's obviously worried to hell. So I'm trying to do my best and just keep that all calm down. Obviously a lot worse when you don't know what's going on and you can't go and visit or anything. So I get up at 4 a.m. today because I wasn't really sleeping. And I thought I'd put a bit of the NFL draft on because I'd recorded that. And then to satisfy my Trump obsession, I had to watch the press briefing, which I'd also recorded. And I actually heard the President of the United States use the words inject with disinfectant. All the people who want to protect him, you can come out and spin it whatever way you fucking like. They are the words that came out of his mouth. Inject with disinfectant, as well as the fucking inject with light and all the other shit that he spoke. And he said, you're going to use medical doctors? I mean, it's beyond funny now. It is beyond funny. It is fucking retarded. And before the PC brigade jump up, look at the definitions of that word. One of them is foolish and fucking stupid. And that orange fucking dickhead that people think is awesome. And there's people in the UK who think he's awesome. He fucking qualifies on all fronts. So I'm having fuck all to do with any Trump fans, conspiracy theorists, and just fucking plain fucking idiots anymore. Family's now got skin in the game, so you can fuck off. Pissed off with all the fucking shit that people spout about this. Phone mast, 50 phone masts burnt down in the fucking UK because of pricks like fucking Eamon Holmes and David Icke and followers of that shit who think it's innocent or funny to just like and retweet that fucking bollocks. Got phone engineers being threatened in the UK, I read yesterday, when fucking broadband's under its biggest strain in the fucking UK. And a lifeline so for many fucking British people out. Think what you're fucking doing. Fucking threatening the lives of phone engineers, you fucking arrogant, ignorant, fucking thick as mints, fucking clueless pricks. It's fuck all to do with 5G. It's fuck all to do with politics. Left, right, Republican, Democrat, liberal, conservative, fucking Labour, whatever. These people are fucking dangerous. The likes of Ike, fucking Donnie. They're fucking narcissist fucking lunatics. I thought we had some fucking people on FTS who had half a brain, half intelligent, but some of you are just spouting absolute fucking shit. Fucking read something. Actually fucking educate yourselves rather than fucking that YouTube shit. You realise, I've said it before, people get paid to post that fucking shit. YouTube's right up there with fucking Facebook and all the other shit. It's fucking, why do you think loads of gambling people post videos on there? They're not fucking teaching you gambling. What do you actually fucking learn? They're fucking making money off the videos. I go to King's Cross Station at least 100 times a year. YouTube's headquarters are right across the road. They fucking waltz people in, sit down, tea, biscuits. What can we put ads on your videos? Let's fucking pay you. That's what it's all about. You've got 5,000-10,000 people watching your vids every day. They're fucking whisking you in. Come on, you can put any old fucking shit up there. It's not where you fucking learn, fuck all. Honestly, it's a fucking money-making game. Not a source of fucking genuine information. I've had about fucking 10 people send me YouTube links to absolute fucking shite. Intelligent people, or what I thought were intelligent people. People go, in normal times, we wouldn't be doing this. In normal times, they wouldn't be doing this. Vaccines take 5 years in normal times. Are you absolutely that fucking stupid that you think this is fucking normal times? The fucking president of the United States standing up saying, inject people with disinfectant. Are you actually fucking thinking this is normal? It's absolutely fucking demented, you fucking mong helmet fucking wankers. Absolute fucking melts. Honestly, go and learn something. Normal times they wouldn't be able to rush a vaccine out. There's people working 24 fucking 7 for this. There's fucking doctors and nurses dying. There's fucking scientists all over the world. Money being thrown at it. You fucking thick as mints. Fucking retarded fucking imbeciles. Read something fucking proper. Put the newspapers down, put the social media down, and fucking read something properly, you fucking imbeciles. And if you're not going to do that, fuck off. Right, yeah, gone. That's it. Shall I do any more? I'm not really feeling like it today, but I'm going to, because it's not right if I don't, is it? I'll be annoyed at myself even more if I don't let these fucking twats stop you. In normal times, you wouldn't get a vaccine, innate. Oh, fuck off. Fucking inject with fucking disinfectant. Can you honestly fucking believe the words are coming out of the mouth? And there's people waving their flag fucking supporting the... Pardon my language, but fuck off. I think he's doing a great job. Yeah. Yeah. Fuck off. David Icke, he talks a lot of sense. No, he fucking doesn't and hasn't done for 30 fucking years. The last truthful thing he did was when he fucking read a football score out on Grandstand about 30 years ago. Fuck off, a fucking money-making little fucking prick. Right, joke of the day. Let's have the joke. Let's get off it. Joke of the day. What do you get? What Graham sent this one in. Graham is a lovely lad from Scotland. Really absolute. Graham, you are a top FTS member. Known Graham quite a long time. Don't see enough of him actually because he's up there, but an absolute diamond lad. Graham, good joke. I like this one. This is one of the better ones, Graham. You get full. In fact, you're almost going top of the joke class. Oh, Winston's getting involved now. I think Winston, when I'm swearing, goes to the old squeaky toy for Comfort. Hello, mate. What do you get when you cross a dyslexic, an insomniac, and an agnostic? Someone who lays awake at night wondering if there is a dog. It's probably too intelligent, that one, for Trump fans, but there you go. What do you get when you cross a dyslexic, an insomniac, and an agnostic? Someone who lays awake at night wondering if there is a dog. Love it. Oh, dog's getting fully involved now. Recipe. We're getting to barbecue weather, aren't we? So I'm going to give you some... I was going to give you some nice turkey burgers. Which are a nice little healthier way of having barbecue burgers. You can make them yourself. Again, great fun. Great fun to make with the kids. Things to do with the kids. So... what you want your minced turkey. So buy some turkey mince. We use the thigh mince. It's just got a little bit more moisture and texture to it. An onion, a garlic, some carrot, and some courgette or leek. Either one, doesn't matter. Grate it. Grate some courgette or grate some leek up. Salt and pepper. Get all that in with an egg into your turkey mince. And mash it around, simple as that. Take it out, put it in about 8 balls of the same size. Don't try and make the burgers first. Get 8 balls of the same size. So get yourself a tray out, roll 8 balls on the side. Winston, that's enough of that. And sorry about this, I've got the dog interrupting everything now. And with the balls, flatten them down. Once you've got 8 balls the same size, then flatten them down into patties about 3/4 of an inch thick. Don't make them too thin. You want them nice, thick, chunky patty burger. Get it out on the barbecue. Lovely. Serve it in a bun with tomato relish and not ketchup, relish, and rock it. Absolutely lovely. So that's what you... that's what you need to do. Oh, sorry, I've got to stop this dog again. I'm going to have to stop this and come back. The dog is going into overdrive. Yeah, very difficult to record this podcast when the dog is attacking you with toys. I've sort of lost my plot there. Right, turkey burgers, we've done. The joke, we've done. Very healthy turkey burgers as well. Book, which is very apt. This is a book I read a couple of years ago. And it's probably more apt today than any other. Surrounded by Idiots, The 4 Types of Human Behaviour by Thomas Erickson. I think it's probably what's turned me into what I am, because it's sort of meant to be how do you deal with understanding people's behaviour and then how to get through to them. And as you can tell, my way is just to tell them to fucking do one. So basically there's 4 personality types, red, blue, green and yellow, that he breaks it down into, and how you can adjust and share information with those type of people. I've gone for the all-encompassing. If you're a fucking twat, you're a twat, and there's very little we can do for you. And genuinely, anybody who thinks fucking Donald Trump is anything but a fucking imbecilic, fucking thick as mince, narcissistic fucking prick, then you have got something wrong with you. Go and fucking sit in front of your TV with your bag of fucking popcorn, watching Fox News, getting filled in with all that shit, and crack on and leave the rest of us alone. He is an absolute fucking disaster of a human being. One of the most fucking horrendous, repulsive human beings I've ever, ever had anything, or not had anything, because I haven't personally seen in my life. Witnessed, I guess is the word. Absolutely fucking ridiculous. Movie, Rounders. Old Dio asked about gambling movies. It's one of my all-time favourite movies. A lot old movie. Matt Damon and one of my favourite actors, Edward Norton. I think Edward Norton is a terrific actor. And that's a movie about underground poker, really. But really good movie, Rounders. And good to see Dio put that he enjoyed it. So, movie, Rounders, one for you to watch. The poker is all set up for... tonight, do come along. I would ask one thing. Sam is going to play. If you're on Sam's table, don't bring Jodie up. Let her have a couple of hours just enjoying it.
obviously it's on our mind 24/7, so if we can have a couple of hours escaping it tonight, don't have to let her win. I'm not saying that, but just don't sort of, you know, keep going, how's Jodie, just let her try and enjoy it. But that is set up, so if you've already in the FTS Poker Club, go into the club lobby, go to schedule, register for the tourney. I think we've got 20 odd so far. We got up to 70 last week. Lee won over 200 quid. So do come along and join for a couple of hours. It's great fun. Do come and do that. £11 is the most you can lose. There's plenty of people in there who haven't played before, so don't think all you've got to have played. With just a bit of fun, bit of chat at the tables, bit of a laugh, and we're all out to get Gianluca the Italian. First the first week, third last week. Boy's got something about him. Lucky. What else have we got? That's fucking done me in that this morning. That's when people send me stuff about it. Fuck off. What have we got? Stat of the day. I haven't done that, have I? Stat of the day is a little match odds number for you. Going to be a danger, actually, because I can't remember the ones I've done. I'll have to have a look up. But we're going to take on odds on favourites. So odds on favourites. So I'm going to give you two leagues today. The Premier League and the Dutch Eredivisie, where the home team back odds are less than two. So odds on home, odds on away favourites in the Eredivisie and the Premier League. Again, people like to fancy them. Home teams, 97 points up. Lay the draw, 46 points up. And wins on over 2.5 as well, if you're interested. So, back in home teams, 97 points up. Laying the draw, 46 points up. Did a little video on average price. The average lay the draw price is 5.47, just to give you some idea about what price you would be laying roughly. If you watch the video, you'll understand a bit more. That's on the FTS blog. But that is just two leagues, Premier League, Dutch Eredivisie. Odds on away favourites, less than two. Back in the home team or laying the draw, both make a tidy little sum of profit. Certainly in those leagues, you don't want to be back in odds on favourites. Away from home. Right, am I done? I think I am. I've done the poker, I've done the book, I've done the recipe. I do apologise if this has been a bit of a shit show. I'm not really with it myself. I've been no sleep and things on my mind. But I will be in the poker this evening. Everything else I'm pretty much going to put on a back burner for the next two or three days. I know there's some of you working on FDD sheets or waiting on historic sheets. There was an issue which I believe is being resolved. I'll ring this afternoon and get that sorted out, and I'll get those sheets to you over the next day or so. Bear with me, apologies for those of you waiting. I'm not 100% though, having to check something which was flagged up, but I haven't heard from them. But I'll get on with that today and deal with that. That's it, isn't it? That is it. So don't go and buy a load of Dettol. And he's probably got fucking shares in a disinfectant company, the fucking imbecile, like he did in that other fucking drug that he was touting the other week, which he hasn't mentioned for 2 weeks. Honestly, it's fucking ridiculous. If you didn't hear it for your ears, I mean, it's not like people say fake news. You actually hear the words come out of his mouth. Everything that he does, you know, 15 cases, it's going to disappear like a miracle. Can we give it the flu vaccine back in February? The guy is an absolute fucking melt, complete and utter fucking melt. And I know there's fucking FTS members who fucking like him. You need to go and have a fucking look at yourselves, honestly. Forget politics, just fucking look at what you're dealing with. They don't fuck off, honestly. Right, I've had enough. He's fucking wound me up. Well, it's not wound me up. It's the fact that Jodie's in hospital, but he's compounding the problem. Right, have a lovely day. I think there's a bit of Belarusian vodka swilling football for you to get a look at today. So those of you who've been talking to me about odds, you can have another little look at that there. Right, enjoy your, what is it, Friday? Enjoy your Friday. I'll be back with you. No matter what, the show must go on. I'll be back with you tomorrow morning. Sing it louder. See you later.